Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I hope you reflected at some point today about Martin Luther King Jr. and what he's done for our country. I know at one point I did and thought about that. I wonder if everybody had the day off. I think there are some places where people don't have the day off. I don't know. Anyway, my greatest joy happened over the weekend when Tim Tebow did not win the playoff game against the New England Patriots. I spoke about him last week, I think it was last week, and how he relies on God to give him the wins that he needs. Well, God was not with him on Saturday night when the New England Patriots killed the Denver Broncos 45-10. I loved it because it proves that God is not on his side if there is a God. And I just loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I think lots of people enjoyed that as well, because I've heard on Twitter, on Facebook, and all kinds of places that people were just like, Tim Tebow, what an idiot. He goes home with his head hung low. Anyway, love it, love it, love it, love it. And now they're out. The Broncos are out. Not that I even follow football or care about football, but they are done. But it was announced today that he's actually going to continue to be the quarterback next season, for or at least in the preseason, for the Denver Broncos. Anyway, moving on. One of the Republican candidates for president dropped out today, John Huntsman, who came in fourth place at the New Hampshire primary, when he was all excited, thinking that was his ticket to ride, actually dropped out today and endorsed Mitt Romney. Big frickin' deal. John Huntsman was fine, but I knew he didn't have a chance. I think most people knew he didn't have a chance. And I'm pretty glad that it's over for him. Now, there is a debate tonight. I think, I don't even know if it's being televised or even where it is. But the South Carolina primary is coming up on Saturday. And I'm going to be busy, so I'm not going to be able to watch the results come in. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure Mitt Romney's going to take it. Speaking of that, does anybody watch, what's it called, Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO? He came back Friday night with his new season or new year or whatever, and I'm decided I'm going to start taping that show. I love the people he has on there and all the things he has to say, even though I don't really care for some of the things he has to, or some of his opinions, but for the most part, I do like when he talks politics and totally trashes the Republicans, which he did Friday night, and I loved it. So they had Pelosi, what's the girl's name? It's Nancy Pelosi's daughter, I can't think of her name, but they had her on there talking about the people that she was talking to at the primaries around the country so far, and they showed some clips about people saying that Romney's not conservative enough, that they're a Christian, they're going to vote for the most conservative Christian, blah, blah, blah. It was interesting. So, yeah. The Golden Globes were last night. I don't know if you watched them or not. I really did not watch them. We were actually going to bed at about 10:45 and did see the last couple awards. The George Clooney one and Meryl Streep one. And the movie was, what was the movie? No, I don't even remember. I don't really care, but I do wonder if the, at least I have thought about this at some point, I wonder if the Golden Globes are like a precursor to the Oscars. I don't really remember if people say that, you know, for example, Meryl Streep won for The Iron Lady, and I wonder, does that mean that she's going to win the Oscar for The Iron Lady if she is indeed nominated, that is? And same for George Clooney for The Descendants, which I have not seen either one of those movies yet. And I probably won't until sometime next year when they're out on video or Netflix or HBO. Because that's usually what happens. Unless they show up on Netflix and only Netflix streaming, which as much as I have Netflix streaming and pay them $8 a month, I don't watch very many movies on there because they don't have current movies. And that's you know, always a problem. I want to see the current movies. Well, they don't offer the current movies. Anyway, I've got off track here. I was questioning whether the Golden Globes or any other award shows, that is, are predictors for the Oscars. And I don't know. I don't know that for sure. They did show lots of, I think, well, when I was watching, I've been watching clips on like Access Hollywood and stuff, and they are showing people giving their speeches and talking in the press room and so forth. And it looks like some of those people were a little tipsy, because the Golden Globes is the one where they are given a meal and they have drinks and stuff, and then they do the awards during that. And I think some of those people were a little drunky. Well, not quite drunk, but they clearly had been drinking. So yeah, Golden Globes. They were just, I have Access Hollywood on right now as I'm recording this, and they were just showing Heidi Klum's butt, because her dress went all the way down to the ass crack. And I don't think it looked very good. But speaking of clothes, Arthur sent me, yes, Arthur from the Emerins podcast, sent me a clip to a YouTube video called Plaid Rap. And I had seen it last week. I forget where maybe I saw it on Toll Road or Towel Road. I forget where I saw it, but it's a cool rap video about guys who wear plaid, and of course, you know, I like wearing my plaid, so Arthur sent that to me, and I got a chuckle out of it. Thank you, Arthur. I actually am going to post the video on the website with this podcast, so if you haven't seen the plaid rap, go over to the website, and you can see the video. Yeah. So, that's all I have to say, talk about. Over the weekend, I will just mention that we had a very nice weekend going to wineries and one winery event where I think I told you I was going to a Cabernet Vertical, and that was very nice. We got to taste Cabernets from 2003 all the way up to 2000, and barrel samples all the way up to 2010. So that was nice. Anyway, this week is going to be a short but busy week. It's only 4 days this week. 4 days of work, I should say, and then the next weekend. So I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I enjoyed having I enjoyed having a day off, making it a 3-day weekend. Now we don't have one of those until, what, mid-February for President's Day? Well, I'll just have to look forward to that. Anyway, hope you had a nice weekend. So until next time, bye.